nothing but a churn that I remember. Mm-hmm. Just a cream churn, you know. Mm-hmm. And Mama would make that butter, you know, and put it in her ice box. They didn't have ice boxes, you know, but you keep it cool, you know. She'd give it more of it to people than anything else before she'd sell. Of course, she didn't sell hardly any. Didn't try to sell it, but
yeah.
People would come over there and she'd give them a pound of that butter.
I mean, you know, talking about before people had refrigerators and things, this kind of interests me. You said that there would be a little house out in back. So
culvert.
Yeah, that's
culvert.
Right. Culvert. And then what about, was there any place in the kitchen or somewhere inside where things would keep cool?
No.
You had to
come out of that, maybe that little culvert or whatever. You call it whatever you want to. It would be out under the shade of a tree.
Uh-huh. But there wasn't any way to keep things cool?
No, ma'am. No ice.
You know. Well, did you used to have a safe or something that you...
Yes, ma'am.
And would you describe that for me?
Well, I never will forget that one of my first cousins, he lived in Savannah now. He's a big old boy. We were all out chopping cotton, doing something. But Mama would put her stuff after dinner, breakfast, or any time she'd save, she'd put it in a safe set up in the corner like this, you know, crossly. And Troy come to the house that afternoon, and he wanted him some of that gingerbread or a biscuit or something that he'd seen up there in the safe, you know. But him, a boy, he'd climb up there like and pull the safe over on her.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, that big old safe, you know, it was 7 or 8 foot high and reached way up in the house, you know, and it just turned right over on top of him.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it hadn't hurt him bad, but it didn't. And that safe, it was made just like a cabinet in your kitchen, and it was made with shelves in it. You put maybe your biscuits on one shelf and cake on another. And Mama would always cook a lot of pies and cakes and stuff like that. She'd put some on one shelf and meats maybe on another shelf.
Well, what kind of doors did it have?
It had screen doors.
Uh-huh.
Screen doors.
So it would keep the flies off.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Something come together. Didn't have no screen doors and windows in the house. That was the thing to pass.
Uh-huh.
Didn't even have a sign of a screen door or window.
Well, what kind of insects? That reminds me of insects. What kind of insects are there around here?
What now?
Uh-huh. Or back then, you know, just...
Well, they had mosquitoes and flies more as much then as they are now, or now as it was then, I reckon.
Are there any mosquito hawks or snake doctors around here?
No, ma'am, not particularly on these local physicians, and like Metter and Claxton and regional places like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's about the only one where we are.
Uh-huh.
Now, all houses nowadays is screened in, you know. The windows are screened and also the doors are screened. Back then we didn't have no screen, but now you'd have a screen door built on your safe and on your cupboards and things like that. And then those things would come together, close together, you'd have little latches on them to open them, shut them, things like that, and people was all very particular with them.
Oh, yeah.